Hello again, you're listening to The Business, and you can contact us by text to 51551, by phone to 1857 15150, email thebusiness@rte.ie or tweet to @thebusinessRTE. Now, the name Glenisk has become synonymous with Irish organic food since it was founded by Jack Cleary in County Offaly in 1987. Jack's 14 children have all at one stage or another played their part in the business. The current chief executive is middle child Vincent Cleary, and he joins us now along with his twin, which obviously is another middle child in the Cleary family, Brendan, who has decided to go out on his own, and he's set up a company called Demad Food Company, and he's due to appear on Dragon's Den tomorrow night, believe it or not. Brendan, the name Demad, I mean, people are probably saying he's not saying the word there properly. It's D-E, Demad.
Yeah, it's call it a Father Ted approach. We can laugh at ourselves, and it's probably the way we speak down in the Midlands as well. Our H's
and
are not very,
everywhere else too.
Absolutely,
you know.
Yes. So, yeah, it's just a funny take. And
that's important
quirkiness.
Because there's a personality to that.
Yes.
And so there's a personality to the new company.
Absolutely, yes.
Well,
yes.
Tell me about it.
Well, okay, I left Glenisk about 5 years ago.
How did you pronounce it?
Glenisk.
Oh, Glenisk, right.
Sorry,
okay.
Sorry.
Okay.
I left Glenisk about 5 years
right.
ago. I went out on my own. I said, okay, I have a few new things to offer to the world. I probably rushed into my next venture, which was a small restaurant. And then the crash happened at the same time. So, and because I didn't have the training in restaurant trade and whatever, it was a difficult learning experience. But I took things from it, the likes of savoury foods and whatever. So we were always experimenting in the kitchen. And when I left that, I said I'd go out and do some research the next time round. I was going into a business venture. And I saw the Irish pudding as a traditional Irish product, which had lacked a little bit of innovation over the years. And the Irish palate has increased immensely in the last 10 to 15 years, I suppose, as more people have travelled around the world. And I saw it as a vehicle to introduce some new ideas into it. And you'll see me introducing a few more ideas on Dragon's Den. We're going down a vegetarian option route, and also a lamb pudding as well.
So there's plenty of opportunity there to innovate and so on. And your decision to leave the family company,
yes,
was that a difficult decision?
It was, actually. I wasn't getting younger, but there was a gang of us within Glenisk, and you can imagine a small growing company creaks and groans, and when you have six or seven Clearys in a business in a small environment, it can be pressurised as well. But having said that, I think Glenisk is working with me on this in the form of distribution and a little bit of assistance in marketing. So while I may have left under strained circumstances, we're all getting on well again.
You're all getting on well indeed. Well, Vincent, obviously the company set up by your father in 1987, he must have been some guy to have 14 children, boarding school and set up various companies and so on too.
Yeah, he was the original entrepreneur of the family, and I'd like to think that Brendan and myself have taken, and other family members as well, have taken some of those positive attributes from him. And we've grown Glenisk over the years, and it's encouraging. Like, we're very patriotic, and it's great to see what Brendan is trying to do again. And I think in recessionary times, Glenisk was formed in the last recession, that there's no reason why Brendan's company can't go from strength to strength from this start beginning.
Now, your father, I suppose, when he was setting up the company, he must have had you all working at a very young age, did he?
Yeah, his motivation was basically he came from farming stock himself, and he was producing our own material milk, and he was trying to add value to the milk. And the other side of the spectrum was that he had this very large family that probably he suspected that few of us would have had great employment opportunities outside of his wing, as it were, the protection of his wing. So Glenisk was started, Tullamore Dairies was started before then as a milk bottling plant. So I'd like to think that we're just continuing what he had started.
Now, growing up, obviously, the two of you being twins, you must have been quite a formidable kind of pair. I suppose the others were afraid of you because you were hunting in packs, were you?
Well, I'll let Brendan answer that one. Well, no, I suppose, like, there is a bit of a difference between, so we were nearly two or three families within one family as such. We used to, like, because we were living out in the country on a farm,
our downtime was exploring around various fields and things like that. So that gave us a small sense of adventure. And actually, that's what I like to see this current project as well, a continuation of that do or die type of thing. And I think that's what happened with our father. He was always innovating himself. And yeah, we've brought that along. Challenges are there to be taken on, if you know what I mean. So that's the way. Like, we were a gang of five or six in our family as our small family.
Right.
If you can,
I know,
imagine
exactly
that.
Your cohort within the family.
It was nearly Huckleberry Finn type of thing. Like, we were out exploring fields and whatever. Lovely. So we were like a pack of dogs in one respect.
And did you ever go out in the world, or did you always stay now down in Offaly? Were you abroad?
Oh yeah, back in the 80s, the two of us decided to leave for Germany. And I spent 3.5 years in Germany. I don't know how many years Vincent spent.
Nearly seven.
Yeah, he got too comfortable out there. When I was out there, you had the yearning to come back, as I presume an awful lot of Irish are now doing the same thing. I think it's great to get out and explore, see the world. We both brought back German wives with us as well. So, yeah.
Because I'm struck by
Vincent brought back a second-hand Porsche, though.
By the new, is that right? Second-hand Porsche.
It lasts very long.
A German wife and a second-hand Porsche. Yeah. That's not a bad haul from Germany after 7 years. But I'm struck.
The wife lasted longer than the car.
Oh well, I suppose. Thank God for that, indeed. But I'm struck by the food which you've brought in, because, as you say, it's Irish pudding, but it's Spanish chorizo and Thai chili and Mexican fajita, and it's very global in terms of what you're throwing into it and so
Absolutely,
on.
Yes.
So innovation. When you came back from Germany, is that kind of innovation something you brought to your father?
We won, National Product of the Year in 92 and 94. So from even back then, when I came back, I was trying to come up with different ideas. Cutting edge, I suppose it was, how Glenisk would survive in the big bad world. Glenisk now had a very, very small share of the Irish market back then. And yeah, innovation I always viewed as a way to raise eyebrows and to get people more accepting the brand as a cutting edge brand. And Glenisk has carried that on still. I hope to try and keep pushing the barrier out.
I can't wait to see. Now, obviously, because I'm kind of struck by one thing, the two of you go off to Germany. Brendan spends 3.5 years. He comes back and he works with the dad. You come back 7 years with the old Porsche and the new wife and so on. And you end up running the company when your father died. Was it tricky when your father died with so many people in the family?
Yes, there was. I suspect that there was a power vacuum after he died. And for about a year, we were probably, as I was saying to my mother, running around like headless chickens back then. And we were still trying to run the company, as it were, even in his absence, as if he were there. So I guess because I had been the longest away from the family, I was the guy full of ideas about organics, as I had seen in Germany how organics was going. And I was able to convince Brendan quickly enough, it has been historically that way. Once I can get Brendan on my side, it's easy enough to bring the rest along with us. So I guess I convinced Brendan that organics was the way for a small company like ourselves to go. And as I say, the rest, we've been successful ever since.
And you're still an ideas man, obviously, Brendan.
I like to think so.
And did you find then that when that issue came about shaking up the company, was that very difficult for you?
No, you see, we were loss making at the time. And so it took us, like, when you're losing money in a company, everybody puts their shoulder to the trail or wheel or whatever it is, and everybody pushes in one direction. And I suppose when we became a little bit more profitable, then I suppose, and bigger, structures had to be put into place. So I took over production and kept a hold on innovation within the company. So, or tried to anyway. And yeah, so everybody started to find their own niche. Like, we had various brothers filling various roles in finance and whatever, and other things. So I suppose we weren't stepping on each other's toes as much. I was getting to the age that we were probably not as innovative or innovating at the same rate. And that's where I said, and I suppose because we were a larger company and more complex and more structured, so I decided to go out and do my own thing. Exactly.
Do you know what, Vincent, I'm kind of surprised at, or I'm interested in actually, is that Brendan comes along out there with his own new company, right? You're chief executive of Glenisk, which is a successful company now.
Yes.
You've turned it around and it's a very, very well-regarded company and the products and so on. And he's looking for an investment for his company and he goes on Dragon's Den. And you were one of these secret millionaires on that TV programme, so you've loads of money, it seems, because you gave it all away free. Why did he have to go on Dragon's Den to get an investment?
He never asked.
And you his twin brother, huh?
Yeah, I would like to think that if things were not to work out for Brendan, we will work with him. It's that philosophy. Brendan wants to go and do his own thing. He wants to do it, I'd say with little assistance from ourselves. So I think he's man to do that.
Well,
so
good for him. And he's free of the family in one sense, indeed. If that's what he wants, indeed. Well, I'm dying to find out now, Brendan, whether or not you're going to get the investment tomorrow night from the Dragons. So we'll be all tuning in at 9:30
to have a look
at that. Vincent Cleary and Brendan Cleary, thank you both very much indeed.
Thank you, George.